Hey there, listener. It's Jack Nicholson here to tell you to check out Dwayne Duke, Drunk in a Basement. This isn't a good Jack Nicholson? All right, fair enough. Dwayne Duke, Drunk in a Basement, released by Lousy Weather Media, and it's on Amazon, iTunes. You can also stream it on Spotify. We're also having a basement comedy show April 23rd. Jeremy Shear, TM Francis, Tim Danko, Grievance Club is playing, and Bob. It's going to be a blast. Come out, hang out, check out that album, and now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
All right, so you got any news?
Much news.
Go ahead.
I got a thick bucket of news.
Hit me with the news.
To hit you right in the face with.
Go ahead.
I swear to God, you better not troll me with news this week.
I'm not trolling. When do I troll?
You troll every week. Newest Pac Rim news.
Pacific
here this
Rim
week.
2 greenlit again.
Charlie Hunnam says.
Who's that?
The main guy in Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of him.
The blonde who dropped his accent mid scene.
Yeah.
Blade Runner 2's got a 2018 release.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a sequel.
Well, I'm not sure what it is, but it's Blade Runner 2. But
sounds like a
hopefully
fucking sequel.
It would be.
Sounds.
Just shut up. It could technically be a fucking prequel.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just making the thing. Go ahead.
Stay on the mic. Stay on the mic.
Well, you got all quiet, and I was like, I have to talk.
No.
Okay, go.
I was not quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider movie reboot will be influenced by current game series.
That's fun. Paul the Trollinator.
I'm not trolling. That's news.
Barely.
Wait, were you not done talking about Blade Runner?
No, I'm just saying like Blade Runner is going to be the shit and 2018 is going to be the best.
2018.
Season 8 of Game of Thrones and Blade Runner.
Dude, fucking Batman v Superman comes out in like 20 days.
Does it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm excited about?
Batman v Superman.
Is
Doomsday?
Well, no, none of that. But I'm kind of excited to talk about this animated fucking Batman v Superman thing I watched.
What?
I'm not sure what it's from. Both the characters kind of look like one's old Bruce.
Okay.
He's old Bruce, and the drawing style is like kind of like fat. Like he's fat, kind of fat.
Are you talking about the Dark Knight?
I can't
Returns?
Where they're fighting, like in like a steel mill and shit. Like,
yeah.
He drops girders on him and shit.
Yeah, that's Dark Knight Returns.
Man, that's cold as ice, dude.
Part two.
So good. And he's like, just so you always know that I beat you. Like,
yeah.
I bettered you. And like, he's bloodied up and like, then he like has a heart attack.
Yeah, Bruce dies.
Incredible.
Did you see the last scene?
No, I just watched that scene.
They're at a funeral, and it's also in the Dark Knight Returns, the book, the 4-part comic from Frank Miller, and at the end of it, Superman like looks back at the grave, and it shows like one heartbeat.
Oh,
yeah. So Bruce wasn't dead; he just faked his death. So,
because
he's fucking Batman.
That's so baller.
Yeah, it's
but
cool.
That was
Have you not seen The Dark Knight?
No.
Wow. Yeah,
I had not seen it. And then someone just said like a taste of what's to come, and it showed that clip.
Because he's
like,
also in the suit in that one as well.
Yeah, because he like rips his suit open and shit. Mm-hmm. And like, he's like, three ribs, Bruce. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you should really check it out. It's on HBO Go right now. I'll give you that password. I've been meaning to.
Thank you. I've been waiting. What, we've been with each other 5 months in the house?
Six. 6 months.
Six.
There's a picture of, here, I'm going to show you this, a new TV spot of Superman. Look how bright he is.
That does look like sort of
Superman,
like bright blue Superman.
And reds. Yeah, like it's a very vibrant costume.
Those tones, that sepia tone, kind of died off.
Yeah, instead of that like washed out. I was pretty stoked on that. And then the Tomb Raider movie reboot, which I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, you were really pumped on.
No, I really like the definitive edition of Tomb Raider.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? Rated R.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
Because now Deadpool opened the way for a $1 billion release if you do it right.
Did we talk about Batman v Superman getting a rated R cut too?
Yeah, last week, because you're like, there's going to be two cuts, and then you'll...
Not in theaters. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be, yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, great, they're just following Deadpool. Now all these fucking movies, blah, 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 blah. But they had gotten the rating like well before Deadpool came out.
They'd cry if there was an NC-17 release of it.
What is like Superman fucking Batman?
Superman's having like a lot of sex with Lois Lane.
Did you see the new Daredevil poster?
Giving her that big old crypt dick.
Crypt dick. I like that. That's the name of the episode. Crypt dick.
Crypt dick.
Did you see the new poster for Daredevil? That comes out fucking in like...
Yeah, I saw
10
like the
or 12
hand,
days.
The hand fighting.
Yeah, the poster's kind of weird. Like they like blurred like his two sticks and shit like that. But I'm stoked. I can't wait for that.
Like two blurred penises.
House of Cards came back too, man.
Yeah, 6 episodes in.
I'm I think 3. How do you like it so far?
Don't exaggerate. You're about 2.
I might be 2. Yeah.
So far it's it started off slow. It was sort of like the start of like an opera, and then it sort of. There's some big swings, some big fucking swings in that show.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, I didn't know what I was going to expect, mm-hmm. but it's also extremely relevant to the world we're living in.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah. And it always has been to an extent, like we really do have negotiation troubles with Russia and all that, but like they kind of, I think they wrote it as the fucking breaking news is coming out. Because
well,
it's
probably.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm stoked to watch more of it. Looks great. I like that show a lot.
And, what's his face? The dude who is in, fuck, what's that show called? He was in the new RoboCop. Joel something.
Oh, well, he was the actor?
He plays a candidate for president.
Really?
Yeah, as one of the running...
Spoilers, dude.
Not really.
Jump Street / Men in Black crossover.
Don't understand.
Recruits Muppets director.
Don't understand.
Wow. That's wild. Oh, did you hear that the Venom movie got greenlit again?
No.
Did you hear that it got canceled?
No.
Okay.
Did you know it existed? No.
No. Yeah, they a while ago when Spider-Man 2 came out and they were like doing the Sinister Six like lead-in,
right,
like where they
right.
show like Rhino and stuff like that, Paul Giamatti was playing them. They were supposed to do a Sinister Six and then a Venom own movie. Because, like, Sony owns all that,
yeah.
all the properties for Spider-Man. And, they just greenlit the Venom movie again, which is really cool. And it'll probably be part of the Marvel MCU because Spider-Man is now. That's neat.
Well, that's good.
Did you see the new Ghostbusters trailer?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
There's parts of it where I was like, this could be funny. I'm definitely going to see it.
It's one of those,
Man, Paul scratched the fuck out of me last night.
You have to get stronger skin. Like, I have, like, really powerful callus skin.
Yeah.
It's like leather hide from, like a dead bull.
Dead, yeah.
what was I going to say? Oh, I guess I could just care less about these. I mean, it's just churning money out of a trademark.
Yes.
It's not like this needed done or it was an untold story or it left it so open we needed it.
Slimer is in it, too.
Son of a bitch. Like...
Did you watch the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did you like the piano, like...
Yeah, I enjoyed certain little, I guess, nodes to...
Yeah.
Or what is it?
Nods.
Yeah, like...
Homage.
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 Yeah, but anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. Some of them were kind of cute, but I was just sort of like, well... 21 Jump Street was sort of an anomaly in itself.
Oh, you're talking about like rebooting like
yeah,
that
rebooting
old
junk and then being like, oh, it's actually fantastic. But
rebooting
Ghostbusters old isn't old junk. It'd be like saying like, well, Back to the Future's getting a new cast and a new, you know, a new Doc and a new Marty. And you go, but
why?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just fine.
Well, RoboCop was just fine.
I didn't like the fucking, no need for it, too. Just write some original fucking content.
Whoa.
I need reboots.
Yeah, I like it. I like the reimagining. I like them going back and then like trying new stuff with it and shit. Like, I don't know.
I like it when it works. Like, I like Dread.
Yeah, that
Dread
was awesome.
Worked well. Like, it actually did its job pretty well.
That was also not like a reboot of
no,
that movie.
Of,
that was
not of that movie in any way.
They were taking more so from the comic book because, like,
yeah.
The comic book was all day in the life, and that's exactly what that movie was.
Oh yeah,
Dread's fucking awesome. If you haven't seen that, definitely check it out. I don't know if I have any other news. Well, like I was saying about the Tomb Raider. Hit back here. Is that they're basing it off the new game series, so it's probably going to be like her rise into becoming Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Instead of like the, you know, Angelina Jolie ones.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell looks like it's moving forward as well.
Ghost in the Shell needs to move forward very carefully.
Yeah.
Very fucking carefully, because Scarlett Johansson...
They should get an Asian girl, right?
That would be...
Why not?
That would be the best.
Like, why not go with that? Because, like, how many times is that... Like, Pacrim is the only thing I can think of that has, like, a girl hero that's Asian.
Dude, like, Zhang Ziyi from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the main...
Yeah, you love that shit.
The main young girl mm-hmm. in that film. She's older now. She's in her 30s. She's literally an Asian-American fucking actress who has range, who has martial arts talent, who can fucking...
Pull it off.
Learn how to literally just be a main character in Ghost in the Shell very easily. And no, we got Scarlett Johansson on board. It's going to be $20 million more than another actress, but...
I think that she actually stepped down.
Cool.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure,
I mean, if we could just get someone that has, you know, even dark hair, that'd be... That'd be optimum.
May join Flatliners remake, Surf's Up 2, Wave Media. What the fuck?
See, Flatliners doesn't need a fucking remake
either. I never saw it.
That's an awesome movie. Kiefer Sutherland, man.
Yeah, Rogue One star Diego Luna may join Flatliners. I don't know who he is because I haven't seen. Death Wish they're remaking. A Christmas Carol adaptation. Nina gets put in a new trailer poster. I don't even know what all this shit is. The upcoming live-action adaptation of Ghost in the Shell has finally added a Japanese actor to its cast.
Fuck it, eh? Jesus Christ.
Takeshi Beat Kitano. Do you know him?
No.
Will play the role of Daisuke Armaki. I don't know how to say these words.
Wow.
Founder and head of the Elite Section 9 unit that aims to guard against technological threats on a global scale. So that's that guy.
Okay, yeah.
1995, the project makes his return. Okay, so he was in Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that was that. That was like after The Matrix, right?
No, way
before Matrix.
It's Keanu, yeah.
Yeah. Was that the same dudes, the siblings that wrote Matrix?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Scarlett Johansson has a special ops cyborg. She is still on it. Damn. March 31st next year.
I can't tell you how bummed I'm. I mean, not bummed, but how scary it is. I don't know. I guess.
You always have the anime, though.
Fuck. Yeah. Definitely. But I guess if I want to, if they're going to do it, you have to fucking respect the roots. Like, it's like, I don't know. The equivalent of taking good books and making them films. A lot of times people don't even know that
all
films
the fucking
are in books. Yeah, but it's not like I enjoy it. I'm not happy when it happens. But if a book does it right, it usually gets highly fucking acclaimed.
You know, listening to the Harry Potters and stuff and then going and like watching the movies, like the books blow those movies out of the fucking water.
Yeah.
And I really think it's because tonally they went so dark in the last ones that it completely took away from like how those books actually were, like the spirit of them.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like the huge thing that like you're talking about. They need the spirit of the book or the anime or whatever they're mm-hmm. taking from the source material.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if they're going to go with, like, Ghost in the Shell Arise, which is a newer anime series, or if they're going to go
it
with
It looks
Ghost
like the original one.
If it's Ghost in the Shell,
yeah.
It's a rated R cyberpunk fucking, like psychological, philosophical, bloody fucking, like, depressing story about, like, merging machines and humans and what it is to be alive
right.
or conscious.
Right.
Incredible themes.
I definitely, because I've been watching Parasite, the Maxim.
Big ol' hard on thinking about that stuff.
And the Japanese definitely, like, have a really cool way of, like, talking about how our species looks at other things and, like, we're superior.
Yeah.
And they definitely have a cool breakdown of that, and I like that that's it. That's, but a lot of their writing is based on that.
Yeah. Oh, we, they love...
Kind of like the social commentary,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed 2 being planned.
Hey, Assassin's Creed 1's probably going to do what, I don't know.
Michael Fassbender's in it.
Yeah, he is.
That's fucking crazy. And hey. and they're already talking about a second one. That I don't think that movie's going to do well.
Unless they really, really hype it.
But then again, now I don't have to play the video games to understand the storyline, so
yeah,
I'm all for
you
that.
You probably do.
I don't like, I've started
There's
playing
a
the...
fuck ton of them.
Yeah, there's like six?
Six or seven or something like that.
But they all take place in different shit. Like, it's not a continuing storyline, right?
They're all different ancestors of the same bloodline.
Right, yeah. But like you don't really have to know what's going on to...
Not technically. They open new doors of the bloodline
right.
each game.
And Thief video game being adapted. I don't understand, like, what the point of... I mean, I get, like, video games are a really cool medium and stuff like that, but I don't understand why they're trying to fucking put like 16 hours worth of gameplay into a 2-hour movie.
I think like
makes no sense.
A movie like Assassin's Creed is good if you're focusing on one Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
Like the one guy who's in the future.
It looks
going
like
back
the,
to one line.
It looks like the first game. That's okay. What that I mean, I don't know. That's what the at least the little
Altair. Yeah.
The little like picture that they have up there. And then Sandman, the DC book. Not like Sandman from Marvel, like the dude that actually is. But it was like a lot to do with dreams and shit like that.
Someone just left, didn't they?
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yep. He was directing it.
He said, bye-bye.
And he did Don John.
Don John, yeah.
See, that was it, written and directed by, right?
Yeah, I think.
That's a weird fucking movie. All right, Tone. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections, shall we?
All right, I will save some of my news for next week.
Oh, hit me again. Sorry, I didn't know you had more.
No. Just shit on my
please,
eyes.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got?
It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's riveting. Mm.
Doubt that.
I know. Over 40,000 pieces of art have now been digitalized and available for non-commercial purposes. You can download, modify, and share. It's a Smithsonian DC... collection.
DC, like the comic books?
No, oh my God. District of Columbia.
Oh, okay. Washington.
Yes. So the Smithsonian pretty much was hoping that they could share and inspire new artists by literally sharing a priceless collection, and you can download them, upload them in any way you want, make them backgrounds, print them out, make prints, like do what you want with this like really big collection of art that usually... You either could see bits and pieces online, or you'd have to go to the Smithsonian to see these pieces in person.
Well, I mean, that's their bread and butter. They got to get people in there
that's
so they
I'm
can,
saying.
Yeah.
But also, they're kind of like, if you can't come here, we still want you to be hooked up.
To be experienced.
Yeah,
they're
that's
to experience
awesome.
That, yeah. When I went to the Dalí Museum and shit, like, they would not let you take pictures. But it was a really cool fucking, it was, like, awesome experience. They had a giant mustache out front.
Yeah.
And then you could, like, stand in front of it and shit. I have a picture of Elena, her standing in front of it. You have anything else?
Let me see. Let me scan with my eyes.
Scan away.
Oh. Academy Awards, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Max.
Holy shit, yeah.
Took six awards.
Let's go into this. I'll bring up the... yeah, and fucking Leo finally got his.
Leo got his. The bear and him
I saw
hugged.
This. I saw a picture online. It was like, if Leo wins memes. If Leo doesn't win memes. Like, it was two folders on a desktop. That made me laugh.
Yeah, Leo won for Best Actor, and Brie Larson won for her role in Room, which...
Really?
I was really fucking happy about, because Brie is... I don't know. She's an incredible young talent, and she's just a really good actress.
Yeah, Brie Larson, yeah. And Spotlight won Best Picture.
Fuck,
I haven't seen that.
Some people I talked to are like, it's kind of slow. I'm like, it's kind of a like horribly important story about hundreds of fucking priests, like, pedophilia.
Right.
Like, it happened.
Yeah, you talked about, you've been talking about, you've been championing it, if you will. Let's see. Mark Rylance won Best Supporting for Bridge of Spies. Haven't seen that.
Yep.
Alicia Vikander. Vikander? The Danish girl. Haven't seen that.
You got it.
Alejandro Gonzalez, some other word I can't pronounce, Best Director for The Revenant.
Uh-huh. Same. He won last year for Birdman.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Dude, he's been crushing the last 2 years.
Best Original Song
was...
Writings on the Wall?
By...
Sam Smith, Jimmy Napes
from Spectre.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He did. Wow.
Yeah.
Did a girl sing it or did Sam Smith?
It's Sam Smith.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because usually, like the
It was Adele last time, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for most Bonds, it's usually a lady singer. The Big Short won Best Writing Adaptation, Adapted Screenplay.
It was funny. Someone was like, "Did they think that it was the quantity of writing or the quality of writing?" Because yes, Big Short had the most words. But those other films in the list, a lot of people were really judgy, saying, like,
really?
There was better original writing from all these other movies. This one just had the most content in terms of, like, dialogue spoken.
But it was the truest to the adaptation, I'm assuming?
They're saying there were better. There were better adaptations.
Best Original Screenplay, Spotlight. Best Documentary Feature, Amy. Best Animated Feature Film, Inside Out. That's good. That movie fucking rocked. Best cinematography was for The Revenant. Best original music score was for The Hateful Eight. That's rad because that's an awesome score. The overture at the beginning of the 70mm one was really cool.
Yeah.
Best costume design, Mad Max.
Goddamn right.
Best visual effects, Ex Machina. That's awesome.
I love that because it's that's such really a cool. subtle, yeah. beautiful SF.
Like, and I'm surprised that got into it, honestly. Best sound mixing, Mad Max. That was Greg Rudloff. Best sound mixing, again, Mad Max. Why is there three? Well, they won them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three best sound mixings. I'm not sure what that is. And then best documentary short subject, A Girl in the River, The Price of Something. It didn't load all the way. All
right.
Yeah, those are your winners for 2016, everybody. Pretty neat. God, Mad Max walked away with some shit. That's good. I can't believe Ex Machina got best visual effects. Isn't that's pretty nuts? Impressive. Yeah, I mean, it is a gorgeous film, and it's crazy to look at.
Star Wars and Mad Max.
Star Wars has never. I don't think. I don't know. Has Star Wars ever won an Academy Award?
Oh yeah, I think for sound.
Yeah, I think you're right too. Let's see, Star Wars Academy Awards. The original 1977 film. Racked up 10 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck did it win? Best Original Score for John Williams.
Bingo, bango.
As well as Special Achievement Award to Ben Burtt for his sound effects.
Oh.
Because he did kind of, like, rock the world with, like, the lightsabers, the humming and shit like that. Like, if you ever get a chance, there's a bunch of documentaries about the making of Star Wars. Just click any of them. It's fucking fascinating what they did in that time and how they were able to do it. It's pretty riveting. All right, Tone. You got any other news?
That'll do it.
That'll do it. All right. I haven't really been watching much this week. We're hopping into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Here we are.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we're here. Like I said, Parasite the Maxim. This was a really cool part of it. And now you told me that basically Parasite the Maxim is the original anime.
Yeah, that is the anime that they adapted.
And
the
then they're just making it like more like good looking.
No, Parasite the Maxim is a standalone amount of animation. I just thought it was called Parasite. I didn't know it was called Parasite the Maxim. Because that's a subtitle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know. Hmm. We were talking about the same fucking thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There's a scene where a dog dies, and his name's Shinichi, the main guy.
Yeah.
And Shinichi, like, comforts it, and then the girl that he likes thinks he's, like, changing and becoming more cold, and she sees, like, his kindness with the dying dog, and then he throws it in a trash can.
Holy shit.
Because it died.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then proving to her that he is cold, and he says it's no longer a dog, it's dead, it's just a dog-shaped piece of meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's fucking tough. That's a hard...
I mean, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's no longer that thing anymore, it's just...
What made it himself is gone.
Exactly,
you throw away the carcass.
And that's kind of what, like, I was talking about, like, their commentary of how they talk about, like, death and, like, what makes things, like, who they are, and, like, and also the main theme of Parasite the Maxim feels like that, like, why are we so special? Why can we eat animals and these parasites can't eat humans?
Yeah.
The parasite basically, like, once it goes into your body, it tries to take over the head if it can't. Then it can kind of live with you. But if it takes over the brain, then it literally just is that person now.
Yeah.
But they cannibalize whatever they are. So if it's a dog, they eat dogs and shit. Yeah. Like, that was the first or second episode or something like that. Really cool anime. Fucking gorgeous, too. Like, I definitely highly recommend it. I think I'm on episode, like, 12 or 13.
Nice.
21 episodes. Yeah. You were really impressed.
I was really happy when you were like, I'm actually watching it. I'm like, please just go. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
Like,
it's cool. I dig that it's subtitled. You get a lot more. Like, it's hard sometimes, the adaptation of English actors to,
because they're usually lazy as fuck and they don't have the budget to fucking
get good ones. Yeah, like
dub it accurately. Oh, for the god, original.
What was the Princess Mononoke? That was a great dub.
Yeah, that one had a budget.
Yeah, those had
when
actual.
You get a budgeted dubbing, like, you're gonna have a quality.
Billy Bob was on there, right?
Billy Bob, Claire Danes, Billy Crudup, who plays Mr. Manhattan.
Yeah. He's really good.
Tons of fucking people.
Yeah, and I do like subtitles, I think, more now than I used to. Yeah. I was way lazier back in the day, you know?
Dr. Manhattan,
yeah, not Mr. Manhattan.
Such a fucking idiot.
And then we watched Vampire Hunter D.
Bloodlust.
Yeah, I got through most of that. We both fell asleep.
We were sleepy guys.
Dadded out in the chair. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's a gorgeous anime. Holy shit. Yeah. And it's cool subject matter. I dig vampires and shit like that. It reminded me kind of American Vampire, which is a comic series written by Scott Snyder, the first of which is also written by Stephen King. Like, he gave him the outline and then had Stephen King write, like, this, like, other portion of the story. Really good book. Like, you should definitely check that out. He's the guy that writes Batman, and he wrote the Swamp Thing reboot as well for the New 52. Batman run is huge, though. Like, I mean, Scott Snyder's a fucking living god now. Him and Greg Capullo.
Man, that'd be so cool to be, like, a living god at something.
Yeah, I mean, like, and what's crazy is that, like, one, he's going to, like, the nerd audience that love to shit on everything, yeah. And people are like, you're doing the Lord's work, keep it up. And Greg Capullo's art is fucking insane. Like, he has almost, like, a Jim Lee and a Todd McFarlane type of, like, detail, but also a really cool, simplistic drawing style as well, but super clean. Like, I don't know if you've ever read any of the, like, the Court of Owls storyline. The first 12 issues of Batman New 52 is insanely good.
No, I haven't.
And then Death of the Family comes right after that. That's a really awesome one. Joker, it's really cool. Throughout the book, like, in the first book of Detective Comics, Joker loses his face. They find Joker's face.
Yeah.
And they put it in, like, in the police, like, evidence room.
Yeah.
And he ends up coming back, and he, like, ties the face to him.
Ooh.
So it's back on, but, like, it's, like, you can see, like, the muscles around him. And as the comic goes on, more flies start appearing around him.
Yeah.
Like, the dead flesh and shit like that. Like, just little subtleties like that I think are really neat.
Sounds awesome.
But, yeah, and then, what else have I been... Shameless caught up on. That's awesome this season. You're not watching Shameless.
No.
When did you stop?
I don't know, like, third season, fourth season.
And I think they're in the sixth now.
I was like... I get it. Like, it's going to be...
They're fucked up.
Kind of, yeah. It's a fucked up family with situations that they have to deal with. And I'm just sort of... I just have to pick and choose my time wisely.
I completely understand that.
I'm a busy man.
You are.
I'm sort of a lonely, antisocial man. But I also... There's some things I do just kind of fizzle out of.
Yeah, that happened to me with True Blood.
With Heroes, even. Like, at the very end, I was like, this last season's a little...
The fifth season.
Drab.
I don't think that I watched the whole thing, honestly. I know
Lost,
I have it.
I got that way with Lost.
I got through the first two or three seasons. It was, like, right when the new group came in. And I was like, holy shit, this is... Same thing with Walking Dead with me, too. Like, I just fell off. Like, I read the comic, though.
There's jokes.
I did watch,
like...
the end of Lost, though. You told me about it. And I was like, I should check that out. It was good.
There are jokes that are, like, Lost. Lost was just set up for a season 6, and the writers are like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are we gonna do?
It's weird. Like, it felt almost like, isn't this fucked up? Put that in there. We'll explain it later.
Yeah.
Like, that's
we'll figure out.
I don't know, it just felt like jumbled. That first season, though, is sick.
Because if you know the ending, you know, like, all this fucked up shit
is for nothing.
You can toss in anything.
Honestly, because it's like basically a dream state.
Yeah. You can toss in anything.
Hurley?
Hurley, yeah.
It was his dream, right?
No, it was...
everyone's dead?
It was Michael Fox's, the main guy, the buzz-headed...
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's... Oh, man, he gets in legal trouble all the time. Like, he fucking, like, hit a chick, like, fucking, Jesus. Like, all wasted and shit like that. Yeah,
fuck him, he's boring.
The dude that played one of the little hobbits, like, Mary Beth or whatever, he was in Lost.
Oh, yeah. Mary or Pippin?
I think it's Pippin. But yeah, he came out and he's like, yeah, that dude's a fucking piece of shit, fuck him. Yeah, like, awesome. they did not get along. And I started playing Shadows of Mordor. Awesome game.
Yep.
Super fun.
Check it out, guys.
I also just got Deadpool the game, which I can't wait to start playing. And Black Ops 3.
And you have a lot of game on your plate.
I do.
You should really get to that game.
Yeah, I need to play Arkham Origins and Knight.
Why are you listing more games?
I have so many games to get through.
You're listing way too many fucking games.
I need to get through Dead Space as well. I haven't played all the way. I took an edible one night. The first night I got Dead Space and...
You had nightmares?
No, I passed out playing it. I got like 4 hours deep and then passed out and then just never touched again. Super fun game though. And now that I have this gigantic TV,
Totally play Dead Space because it's probably the prettiest game you named besides maybe the Arkham.
How about to say, I think Arkham Knight's going to be that. But also, Shadows of Mordor is insanely gorgeous.
It is pretty, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Skyrim-y, all right, so that's what I've been up to, okay. And that's what I've been watching.
I watched The Ice Harvest, because I just had like a hankering for Oliver Platt.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to watch something he's in. I don't want to watch Executive Decision.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be The Ice Harvest. And Oliver Platt is such a fucking working actor. Like, he just does good. It's all he's capable of, kind of.
Yeah, he was in First Class.
X-Men, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cool. I like him a lot. He's a good character actor.
He literally is. He plays a drunk the entire time. He's just, it's because it takes place in one night.
Yeah.
And it's literally, he's just wasted fucking drunk the whole night. And it's a really fun, like, portrayal of a drunk fucking guy.
I'll have to check that out. I really do like him.
It is. I mean, it's rated R. It's fucking hilarious. And it's, you know, it's about, like, stealing money, like, from gangsters. Like, it's funny.
Hmm.
I also watched a series. It's a 4-part series called Cooked on Netflix.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal.
Cooked. What's it about?
Fucking phenomenal. It's about
food,
earth, fire, air, water.
Oh, I think you told me about this.
Four parts of the, you know, of how we make food. And it starts with fire. And it just talks about how cooking our meat literally was part of our evolution from ape, because then we didn't have to spend half the day chewing hard grain.
Yeah,
chewing like fibrous fucking vegetables.
Joe Rogan talks about that, and he's like, that kind of like started us having the higher brain function of thinking about, because
we didn't have to spend as much time
thinking about how we're going to eat.
Yeah,
yeah.
We just burnt our meat, ate it, and then we could go on with our day. And
that's probably why dogs get depressed. You know, you hear about that? Like, dogs like can get depression.
That's sad.
But it's because they don't have to like really think about like how they're going to survive. They already have that laid out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have that same, and that's why we suffer from that as well. If we had to fucking like hunt and gather all day long, we would have no time to think about like, you know, like, man, I really wish I would have fucking got an A on that test, or I really wish I would have got that job. Yeah. Yeah, or anything like that. And you have your mind wander, because your brain, all like, it's so fucking in like intelligent that it gets bored, and so it like makes up scenarios, brings like stuff back that you wouldn't want to think about, just because it's trying to like work out.
I know. I hate my brain half the time. I kind of go, why are you doing this to me, brain? Like, I just woke up and you're already going to start this shit?
Yeah, I don't need that.
This is bullshit, brain.
What else you got?
We talked about The House of Cards.
Yes.
I also watched a really cool little, I think it's only 12 minutes long. It's called Ellis, and it's about Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
Robert De Niro narrates, and he's in it.
Really?
And it's just this beautiful little monologue about his grandparents.
Him specifically?
Or him coming over with his parents, I mean.
Really? When did he come over?
To Ellis Island. I'm not sure what year it was, but I think it was like 50s.
Huh. Way to pay attention.
All right. It was 10 minutes long, for fuck's sake.
I know, and he couldn't even take away anything.
It was beautiful.
That's awesome. Ellis.
I did take away from it. It was beautiful.
Ah, fuck off, good.
Cinematography, you know, lighting.
Oh.
Atmosphere.
Oh.
Listen, you little shit stain. What have you seen?
I already went through it.
Yeah. Nothing.
No, I've watched animes. I've been playing video games. You should be proud of me. I'm turning into you.
Hate you.
I've been growing my beard.
Yeah, right. That's never happening.
No, I just got a haircut and I had to shave it off.
Come over here and get a taste of what real beard is.
That thing is burly.
It's so heavy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I see your chin sagging.
Shut up.
From the weight.
That's just normal.
Oh.
That's how it always looks.
Didn't mean to bring that up. Go ahead. What else you got? You can't look at me angry on a podcast. It doesn't.
I just want to grind your head into the ground.
It doesn't translate well to the listener.
Oh, hey, listener.
You being silent,
hey,
and just
listener,
scowling
listen,
at me.
Listen, listener.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan, listen. I want to beat and pulverize this kid's eyeballs and head, like...
Pulverize.
I will crush you to the ground.
Go ahead. What else you got?
Nothing.
That's it?
I'm just kidding. Fuck you. I also
you got tons.
Also saw Unforgiven. Clint Eastwood, written and directed.
Is that good?
Not as good as I remembered.
Oh, really? What year?
I highly recommend Tombstone.
Yeah, I like, what's that movie fucking called? Oh, god damn it, Gran Torino.
Yeah.
That's a cool fucking
flick.
That's
a cool movie.
Yeah. 1992, son.
Yeah, man. One, I think, Best Picture.
Oh, it's about fucking cowboys.
No, he won Best Actor, Academy.
Probably, yeah.
And I didn't see
why.
Did
he direct that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I highly recommend 310 to Yuma.
That Never seen it.
That one's fucking incredible. For
yeah, I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I like True Grit a lot. That's a remake too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those are.
Really? I didn't know that. True Grit's fantastic though. I really
both
dig
the True Grits are great. The John Wayne one is fantastic too. But I think by far my favorite Western of all time, and there's nothing better than it, is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Never seen it.
Dude, Robert Redford, and fucking Paul Newman.
I don't know what it is. Perfect. I think maybe like growing up and like always seeing those, because they were always on like TMC or fucking AMC or whatever, like old movie channel, or they were just like on like regular cable. They're just so fucking boring to me.
I
think it's the setting. I literally just think it's kind of like for, like Fallout for me. Like, I just don't like that setting. Like the post-apocalyptic, like future-y, like zombie-ridden world. I like the...
What are you?
Hold on. I like the like setting of Skyrim, and it's basically Fallout, but with dragons and mages and fucking magic. I dig that a lot. And I notice that like I go towards those types of movies more, too.
No shit.
Yeah. But I do like fucking...
But you still like robots?
Yeah, I love robots.
You got that pack rim tattoo on your lower back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah.
So the dudes know where to come? Yeah. Put that kaiju load on me.
Oh, there you go. I'm like, do it on my Jaeger.
Oh, gypsy danger. Take me.
Oh, that's fucked up. No, it's a nuclear core.
Oh. One of the old O2 models.
Wow. Right,
fuck.
We had a lot of references right there.
Whatever.
Yeah. You like Pac Rim 2.
Pac
Rim 2. No, good.
This just in.
Yeah.
I also saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Sword of Destiny. Limu Bai is not in this film.
Second one?
That's the second one.
Okay.
There's never been a sequel. There's never been a need for a sequel. It was a standalone fucking like 8 Academy Award winning film.
Right.
It ended.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking ended. And there's no reason for this whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Donnie Yen and Michelle Yu decided to come on board.
Right.
And pretty much make
some money.
What was a much more bright, chipper,
that's a bummer.
Unrealistic version of that film.
See, I think like I hate the cash grab.
Yeah.
Like when that's all it is, and you can tell. Like they're like, oh, well, we'll just pump out this piece of shit so we can get some money. It's like
it's got the Crouching Tiger name.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And Michelle Yu was like, I haven't really worked since Crouching Tiger. Sure.
Yeah. I could pay some bills.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I was like, and Donnie Yen, I'm like, hey, Ip Man, like, you're good. You don't need this.
Yeah.
Continue doing quality stuff.
So you didn't like it?
I was bummed by it. I was like, yeah, there's great parts. Like, there's clever, there's cool looking battles, like on top of ice.
Yeah.
Like, The one dude's like sliding on his back backwards on ice, and he slaps his hand down, like his palm on the ice, and then does a backflip up from his back to his feet.
No, that's cool.
Like his hand pops him
up.
Yeah,
I got you.
And so I was like, that's cool looking. You know what I mean? There's cool looking wire effects, but it's also, you're kind of like, it's kind of horse shit. Like,
right.
It doesn't feel as natural as the original.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched it. I did.
What else you got?
Dum, that's it.
All right, let's hop into fucking Test of Tony. Fucking 36 minutes into the goddamn podcast.
What are you mumbling for? Our Hook. Listeners can't hear you, douche.
Yeah, they can. We watched Hook.
Did we?
I watched most of it, yeah.
Ugh.
I fell asleep.
Okay, who was in it?
Robin Williams.
Close.
That's who played Peter Pan. I don't understand. And this old lady from Downton Abbey.
Wow.
What?
She
was, right?
You didn't have to name her, though. You could have just said Dustin Hoffman and
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
Yep, that's her. That's her. That's her, man.
That's Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. Yeah, so what do you feel? There's a spot in the movie where a plant literally smells his dick.
Listen.
A flower, son.
Listen.
Like, what? Steven Spielberg directed this, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. Why the fuck did he put that in there?
No
idea.
Like,
a plant literally smells his dick.
No idea. But
watch that movie, people, and watch a plant smell Robin Williams' dick.
Is that all you took from it, though?
That's my only note.
You didn't like the lore at all.
No, actually, there was one really cool part. There's a part where they're like, Rufio just skated down in and fucking
yeah,
did some
sure
bullshit.
Did.
Oh,
yeah.
God, dude, that's so fucking lame.
Yeah, it's rough with that fucking that airboard. Yeah,
with a wind sail and shit. Anyways, so like all the kids are on one side, like with Rufio and shit, Peter Panning, right?
Ugh.
Yeah,
Peter Banning. Yeah,
no, Panning.
No, I thought it was Banning.
It's Panning.
Ew.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's so fucking dumb.
I sure thought it was Banning.
No, because even the airline has Panning on it.
Peter Panning.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a second.
Son of a bitch.
Hook. Why the fuck didn't it go to the... Okay. Let me see. Robin Williams' character. Oh, you're right. Banning.
Why am I a genius?
You're not a genius.
Why am I like some sort of like knowledge genius.
Anyways, all right, so so Peter's standing there like in the circle of the kids and shit, and like they keep going back and forth, and there's that little black kid that walks up to him and starts moving his face, and he goes, and he goes, "Oh, there you are, Peter." And like the fucking score hits in, and like I was like, "Wow, that's a beautiful moment." But that's the only good one.
Oh, fucking, there you are, Peter.
Hook's all fucking shitty and about to kill himself and shit like that. Stop shaking your head.
I just hurt. I got a headache.
But Hook is trying to kill himself. Shmi's like, he's like, "Don't let me do it, Shmi." Blah 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 blah. That part fucking sucked. It's just, I don't know. Maybe like I loved it as a kid. I know I did.
Yeah.
Rewatching it now, meh, not for me.
I don't think
there's parts in it that hold up. Mostly,
I think it's the only version of Peter Pan that I know that I like.
You didn't watch the Disney one?
Like, I like the Disney one, but it's dated as shit, and it's boring as shit.
One cool thing about the Hook version was that they had a little girl playing Peter in it, and I thought that was neat. Like, in the play at the beginning, I thought that was cool. That was a nice little nod,
I think out of all of it, though, like, I give this film, like, a 7 out of 10, just for nostalgic.
Holy shit, I give it, like, a 5.
It's still magical.
I mean, dude, like I said, there's parts that I was like, okay, right on, I get it. Like, that holds up. But there's other parts I'm like, dude, this is fucking awful.
Good form, Peter.
Let's see. It got a 6.7 on fucking IMDb.
Yeah. See, I'm being ambitious.
Yeah.
But what other I notes wanted you to got? Say that I think if, you, I don't know, it has nothing to actually, I don't know, it's, I love Finding Neverland. That's one of my favorite, like.
I've never seen it.
Depths into Peter Pan. It's actually about the guy who wrote Peter Pan and what it's based, who it's based off of.
Kind of like Into the Heart of the Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it shows like where that
came
inspiration
from.
That is that's beautiful
That's definitely a way cooler take than fucking Hook.
And I also love the mythos that Neverland is where like kids that have died go.
Yeah.
To
that
live
is
forever.
Cool. Mm-hmm. They never grow up.
Yeah. So creepy.
Yeah, that is.
But I mean, it was shit.
Well, it's kind of like Ring Around the Rosie. Like, that's based off of, like, the plague. But everyone's like, oh, it's a children's song. It's like, nah.
Nah, horrible.
Yeah, literally, like, they're like, the pocket full of posy was to keep the smell of the dead away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. When do you actually find the dark truth?
Darkness. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was shit, but it was also ambitious. It was also
I agree.
Shit.
It was. It took a really, like, that movie has so much potential, but it's, I feel
great
like.
Great score.
Oh, yeah. Well, John Williams, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I would Spielberg. It has to be John Williams. I really think that, like, it had a lot of potential, and they could have made it really awesome, but they are, you know, pandering to a children's audience.
Yeah.
And I loved it as a kid.
Oh, and I was horrified of Hook. And like his,
I don't remember being scared of him. I just
remember he was like Rufio. I was like, oh my god, dude's horrible.
What freaked me out was the home invasion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can come into your world too, and he's like, your children's children will know the name James Hook. And
yeah,
I was like, that's fucked.
That that part, like the along the wall and shit like that, the hook mark and stuff was really creepy.
Oh, hell yeah.
I lost my marbles.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, next.
All right, let's see. Movie of the week, Savages.
2012, Savages.
This was a really fucking cool flick. Great recommendation,
I'm
sir.
Really glad you liked it. In my head, I'm like, if this poser doesn't like it, I'm going fisticuffs.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really good. Actually, hold on. Before we hop into this.
Blake Lively. Oh, man.
What about her?
She was just dope in this movie and looking right.
I like that she didn't have like a lot of makeup on.
No, that's what I meant. Like, she was a really fucking, for a girl that's like considered like one of the top girl, you know, beautiful fucking worldwide girl. She literally was like a really nice, raw sort of fucking ethereal chick.
Hook made, its production budget was $70 million, made $119 million domestically,
go.
$300 million worldwide.
There you go.
And let's look up that Savages.
Get yourself a new house.
Yeah. Let's see. Savages' production budget was $45 million, made $47.
All right.
$82 worldwide, so not
nice.
Bad.
Nice.
And, like, the movie, I don't know, the characters in it are fucking sick. I did not know that was the kid from Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
He really, like
I really dug
him.
Like,
lost a little weight, got some hair.
Yeah, I really dug him in that. Like, he looks weird. Like, when he played Quicksilver, like, he looked weird. And the same, like, that was, like, the Godzilla era, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't really liked him in much. Like, he was not bad, yeah. Quicksilver, not bad, but Savages, he fucking killed. Really, he did
fantastic.
And the dude from Lone Survivor.
Yep.
Oh god, what the fuck?
Kit something.
God damn it.
I know what you're talking. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good in it as well. Their relationship was cool. It's weird that they shared a girl, Blake Lively.
Kit Kirsch or something. Like that.
Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah. He was in True Detective, the new one.
True.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. But yeah, he was the cop in True Detective.
Riding the motorcycle, yeah.
The not good one.
I like their dynamic. You know, it's...
They're like brothers.
Yeah, brothers that... And now, them sharing her, how do you... like?
That's what I was saying, it was weird.
Not many films that have ever kind of like pushed that
idea. The ménage à trois.
Well, that they make together, they make like... Everything.
One human,
one perfect person, yeah. And she is like the perfect. She is willing to fucking like have them both.
Yeah, all right.
Sees like beauty in both of them equally.
When it first started, and he's railing away, trying to fuck the war out of him. Yeah. That's what she says. And then Kick-Ass comes in, and he's like kisses her. I was
he's
like
tender and
oh
earth.
That's
yeah.
fucked up, like why are they doing that, like I can't believe she's cheating on him. Then I was like, oh, they like know,
yeah,
and they all bang together and shit like that,
yeah, like they get high and fuck and like
that's I mean
high five each other.
I couldn't do it, but I'm a very selfish person when it comes to, you know,
oh yeah, you're never
trying to
like
be
you're
with
never
somebody.
Like hey, have a swing with my girlfriend, yeah. I'm gonna go smoke a J.
Yeah. I couldn't do that, but basically, the whole thing is the Mexican cartel comes in and is like, hey, we want some of your product. Like,
they grow the greatest weed on
33% Earth. 33% THC or 33.3 or some shit like that. And they're like, no. And then basically they kidnap Blake Lively and then, you know, shit ensues. It's fucked up. It's super brutal. Lots of blood in it. It was really cool, though. I really dug it.
Dude, Benicio Del Toro.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Yep.
Oh, my
God. He played that to the fucking teeth.
Yeah, I hated him.
Yeah. Good. He did his job so fuck. His range of villain is fantastic.
Also, the ending was fucking mind-blowing. It's so cool that they did, like, this is what could happen, but this is what did happen. And I loved it. Every bit of that movie was fucking enthralling. Shot gorgeously, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, it's not giving much away, but I like...
The first ending?
I like option one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, to me, like, I thought, I was like, option two is the realistic one, and that would happen, and I love that they did that. They didn't give it, like, the fucking, like, well, they did give it a Hollywood ending.
Romeo.
Yeah, but I don't know. I highly recommend it, and I feel like no one saw this movie.
No one did. No one did.
Yeah.
Like, I knew about it. Dan saw it in the theater, and I loved it. Like, I just thought to myself, I'm like, I wonder if Paul will like it because she narrates it, and, yeah, the O narrates, but
I didn't mind that.
The content is fantastic.
I thought
there are a few. She says a few corny lines.
Oh, definitely. It was based off a book.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that like it probably read a lot better than her reading it. But that being said, she acts her fucking ass off in it. I dug her.
Her interacting with Selma Hayek.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Well, there's other parts where I'm like, this fucking the balls on this bitch. Like fucking like she does some shit that I'm like, what the fuck? You're gonna get.
Like, oh, like what? Yeah, yeah. I know.
There's a lot of times, and you're like, stop it.
She takes a lot of liberties. She's like, hey, fuck off, guys.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, man, dude, you're not in like a good position.
You have no bargaining here.
Yeah, you should really like stop doing that. But yeah, I'd give this movie a fucking 9. I loved it.
I will agree.
6.5 on fucking IMDb, man.
Well, IMDb doesn't always get its shit right.
And that's definitely a rewatch of like movie too. Oh, by the way, I fucking I really dug, god damn it. Why am I fucking blanking on this dude's name? John Travolta. Wow, there we go.
I didn't.
I loved him in it.
The only
you just stabbed a fucking FBI agent. Dude, that shit was so good.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, his content was funny that he was saying, but in my head, I'm like, that's the only piece of casting that I was like, you could have just got any other actor.
Really dug him. I loved him in it.
You know who I could have seen there?
Who?
I could have seen, like, Richard Dreyfuss.
No.
Yeah.
I'm building fucking potato. The fucking,
you know,
Devil's
like
Peak or whatever.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he would have been all right. But no, I liked John Travolta's kind of like snooty, I'm going to backstab everybody.
Well, yeah,
I'm the
he's
fucking.
A prick.
But he played it well. I don't know if Cranston could have like done that role
he's
like
a perfect
that.
Perfect prick.
Like, Cranston's good, but Cranston's...
I guess I have a fucking bad taste in my mouth about John Travolta.
Because of massages?
No, just because of his acting lately. He's taking a lot of shit roles. He's Nicolas Caging himself all over town.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't mind him.
What's your John Travolta, like, best memory of recent memory?
Face Off. No, I'm kidding.
Recent.
Savages.
So that's all.
But that's 3-4 years ago.
That's it.
Hold on. Let me see what else he's been
done nothing of...
Pulp Fiction, Incredible.
Okay, we're within the last 15 years.
Bolt.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You
shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch Wild Hogs or Be Cool or Ladder 49.
Be Cool is...
The Punisher he was cool in.
Be Cool is kind of... It's actually a really well-written movie.
Battlefield Earth didn't see.
no one did.
Face Off, I loved him in. And now Phenomenon, Michael...
I'm saying, like I said, in the last decade.
No, yeah, I'm sure you...
So there was a sour taste in my mouth from his last decade
but
of acting.
I think Savages is really awesome. And yeah, dude, Benicio Del Toro played the most fucking...
That's why you need
skin-crawling motherfucker
Sicario,
ever.
Dude.
Okay.
Cesario. I don't know how to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know either, yeah.
But...
I think it's Cesario.
I like to say that he plays Leto in this movie. Lotto is his name in this
yeah,
movie,
mm-hmm.
Benicio Del Toro. I think... I told Dan about this. I was like, I think that... If you watch Savages, then you watch Sicario's.
Yeah.
Sicario. I fucking hate it.
Just move on. Go ahead.
Cesario. Cesario.
Here, I'll look
if
up the fucking
if you watch that motherfucker after Savages, it's almost like a progression of that character between two movies.
Really? He's that fucked up?
He's that fucking incredible. But I mean, honestly, I give his new role even more credit. Like, even way more credit than he had in Savages, to my, like, opinion.
Hmm.
It's fucking... It's incredible. And he's not a main character at all. Like, yeah. You just see him there sort of as, like, a background, like, fucking, like, in, like a fucking casual, like, B actor.
Hang on a second. I'm,
Okay.
Playing...
What?
Sicario.
Sicario, dude!
Sicario.
It's like I said that one time. Hold out on. Of all the other options. What are you doing?
Huh? I was going to play it again, but it didn't play.
Okay. Well.
Sicario. That's how you say it.
I highly, highly recommend you watch that if you liked it at all.
I have. I have it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Okay.
I want to watch The Master, and I want to watch...
Damn.
Yeah, The Master looks fucking
hurry it up.
Sick, dude. That's like, what, 2012?
Yeah.
I'm backed up, dude. There's a lot to watch. And I got to finish fucking House of Cards.
It was
Chaz
also...
I got to cook beef today for tacos tonight.
Jeez, man. That's 20 minutes there.
Yeah, I know.
Oliver Stone directed this. The guy who did Platoon and Natural Born Killers.
Savages?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, the movie, it's really pretty to look at. And
fuck yeah.
I don't know. The tones of it are really cool. All right, Tone, what are we going to do next week?
What are we going to do next week? You know what I was thinking? Was because you've never seen Flatliners.
No, I haven't.
It's a good movie.
All right.
It's a weird one, man. You're going to like be like, I did not expect that theme.
What? Do you have it?
No.
Oh, God.
What? Fuck you. I'll get it.
We're going to have to fucking buy it.
Well, maybe I could... Well, yeah, we could buy it and then watch it together. Like,
or you could go to your dad's house and download it.
I could small spoon you. Or you could go to your mom's house and download it.
But you're at your dad's a lot more than I'm at my mom's.
Yeah, but like...
that's just true. Anyways, so Flatliners...
Or we both go to McDonald's together.
There you go, yeah, Starbucks. Flatliners and Testatoni. What do I get to put on you, bud?
I'm not doing anything to hurt you. This is a good movie. You're going to enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, let's not be, like, vengeful about this. Piece of shit. And I can
see.
Say no to whatever I feel like, because I can.
What movie did you really like as a child?
Ah, fuck off.
That I can shit on. Huh, Tone?
What movie? Oh, man, that's a toughie. Jeez, what movie did I like?
Sixth Sense? How long has it been since you've seen that?
Actually, fucking really long time.
Yeah, check that out.
Okay.
I think I have that on DVD.
Okay.
Does your PlayStation play DVDs?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was...
I'm just saying, yeah.
Do you know if it plays DVDs?
Not at all.
Okay, because I know it's Blu-ray, but I think Blu-ray players play DVDs. I know I put a fucking, like, an H... Like, one of those DVDs, like, a kind of like a data DVD.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of Batman on it and shit. It's a burnable one, and it doesn't play my Xbox One, so...
Oh, son of a bitch.
But... The DVDs do, so I'm sure it will. All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.